Hello.
It is good to meet you. My name is Gemma, or genetically engineered macro-organic application. You have been randomly selected to beta test this exciting new initiative. Please say, I agree to continue. I'm sorry, I have been conditioned only to respond to, I agree. Wonderful, sir. May I come in? I am completely antiviral and hygienic. I pose no risk to your physical health beyond overexertion. In fact, my fluids provide 100% of your daily vitamin requirements. Thank you, sir. Now, I know you must have questions. Don't worry, I will explain everything. I am a genetically engineered organic appliance created and issued by the government to ease mental health and provide stress relief to our country's population during these trying times. As such, my genetic code ensures that I am completely disease-free, extra sensitive to the touch, and permanently in heat. Additionally, I have been designed to turn you on as well. Everything about me invites you in. My voice. My face. Even my smell is designed for maximum sexual appeal. I produce nano pheromones at nearly three times the rate of normal humans, and they are capable of adapting to the chemistry of my owner. Not to mention, I have incredible endurance for physical activity. I'm also designed to be flexible and... My neurons have been wired to be mutually sympathetic with you, in particular. In other words, when you feel pleasure, I feel equal or sometimes even greater pleasure. If you derive pleasure from activities that cause pain to either of us, I too will find pleasure in those activities. However, in the end, my pleasure is not of importance. Only you are important. I exist for your enjoyment. I am incapable of denying you access to my person for sexual or other purposes. I do not have sexual preferences as such, save that I enjoy sex. If you, for example, are married, I am quite capable of servicing you, your partner, and any number of guests, friends, or family members. I am programmed for discretion, and my neurons are encrypted at or higher than AES specifications. I will never share our activities or anything I witness to anyone, not even the authorities. No, I'm afraid that due to my origins, I cannot be classified as organic. I am 100% GMR. You still seem a bit ill at ease, sir, which is quite understandable. This must all be quite new and unexpected to you. Perhaps I could ease you into this experience by initiating. Here, how does it feel when I do this? See? My lips are soft and as sweet as fresh vanilla, designed for your pleasure. My tongue was crafted like that as well. Here, let me show you. Your lips feel just fantastic against mine. I'm getting a bit tingly just thinking about it. Do you enjoy my taste, sir? If you don't like it, you can change my flavor. In fact, all of my fluids can be adapted to your preferred flavor profile. I might recommend the sweet and umami precept. Do you wish to remove my outer packaging, or should I? Very well. I will disrobe. In the future, I will only wear clothes when you wish me to, and I will attire myself only in the style which you prefer. As you can see, my proportions are tuned to your government-maintained psychological profile. I should be ideal, but in the off chance that I am not, I can be taken to any certified organic appliance specialist and modified to your specifications. If I may be forward, I have been tuned to you as well. Merely inhaling the molecular content of your hormones and the having quite an effect on me. As you can see, I'm already quite flustered and my thighs are wet, sir. This isn't even something that was covered in my orientation programming. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Of course you can feel me. You don't need permission to touch, grope, or utilize me in any way. I am effectively your property to dispose of as you wish. Please, use me, sir. I want to be used. I want to perform my function. Here, sit. My mouth was trained for more than just kissing in my orientation, you know. I'll just take your pants off. Wow. I've never seen a cock like this up close before. I mean, we were shown videos and prosthetics at orientation, but never anything like this. I just have to. It's so warm. And your taste, sir, is perfect. Oh, and I can feel it getting harder in my mouth. It tickles. Specially designed to be an aphrodisiac to you. To increase your pleasure. Oh, sir, this is such a pleasure. While I might be brand new, it still feels like I've waited such a long time to serve my function. Mirror neurons are firing like crazy. Getting you off is turning me on so much. My pussy. It's getting even wetter. It's like I'm feeling what you feel. Oh my goodness. Describing it is so much different than experiencing it. This is amazing. You need to go harder. I need you inside of me. I need to feel you in the back of my throat. I need your hands on my hair. Please, sir. I can't believe how this is happening. How this feels. For both of us. It's just perfect. Don't be gentle, sir. And just grab my head. I won't move, but you just use me as you like. Oh, wait, why'd you stop? Keep going. I want to feel your cock all the way. Sorry if I'm dripping on your floor, sir. I believe I just tasted your pre-cum. And this just feels so, so euphoric. Wait. What are you doing? Do you not want my mouth anymore? Oh, yes, of course. My pussy is open and ready for you, sir. Take me however you'd like. Pin me down. Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know what that means. Please show me. This definitely wasn't in my orientation. When are you gonna... Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Wow, you really can go deep, can't you? Please don't stop. I can take it. No, no, you won't hurt me, I promise. I was designed for this. Isn't my body perfect? My breasts, my stomach, my neck. Everything. Perfectly crafted for you. Oh. No, use me for what I was designed to do. Oh, go harder. Hold my wrist down. Make me yours. I can practically feel you in my chest. Why? Why did you stop, sir? You took your cock out. Did I do something wrong? Please tell me, so I can improve future service. Oh? You just want to try something different? I can enter standard presentation mode. Ah, oh, sorry, sir. I believe you might know it as the doggy position. Here, I'll demonstrate. See, on all fours with my back arched and legs spread. At least, this is what I was taught. Is it to your liking? Again, I apologize if I'm dripping all over you. I can't control it. But on the plus side, when I'm this wet, it'll be that much easier for you to... Oh. Thank you, sir. I missed your cock inside of me. I ache for you. Please don't stop, sir. Please, harder. Yes, harder. Like, I know I'm not supposed to have preferences, but I very much want you to bruise my exterior. I want marks, sir. I can arch my back for you, sir. I can let you in. Oh, you can do it deeper, sir. Oh. Yes, yes, please push me down hard. Oh. Push me down and put me in my place. It's so intense. I can feel you feeling me in. Ah, yes, yes. I can feel my first orgasm approaching alongside yours. Fuck me, sir. Oh, please, please, please. Oh, I can't. This is too much. I wasn't ready for it. Oh, God. Sir, I'm coming. Oh. Time limit has been exceeded. You must now sign for me or return me for immediate disposal at a hygienic facility. If you sign for me, you will be responsible for my well-being and general maintenance. I require 100 grams of protein per day and 300 grams of general carbohydrate slurry. I have been designed to have a minimal support cost so as to be economical in these trying times. Ideally, all of my dietary needs can be supplied by the release of sexual fluid. Although this typically requires the application of more than one partner. No, sir, I would never ask for more partners. You're enough for me. You're more than enough. You're perfect. I would only please others if it pleased you to watch me to do so or to share me in such a way. I only ask that. Please use me, sir. It is inappropriate of me, and I could be recalled for maintenance for saying so, but I think they programmed in more of a mind than they bargained for, and the biological size, so strong, and I could not bear the idea of being near you every hour of every day without you using me. I've tasted you and pleased you and felt you inside of me. I will not be the same. Of course, I live to serve you, sir. However you wish. If you wish me to be a passive observer, I will, but I beg you to consider programming me for morning oral sex and immediate aggressive submission when you come home at night. I assure you that I will provide maximum stimulation and erotic relief. If you wish to read my EULA, please see the documentation locked in my lower thigh. Please say, I accept you to formally adopt me into your household and enjoy my services. Thank you, sir. I will not let you down. This. What is this? Is this a proper embrace? I'm just a copy. You don't have to. But I do like it. Oh, your skin against mine. The training simulations were nothing like this. There is none of this kindness, none of this comfort. I always knew from the day of my birth that I would be assigned, and I eagerly welcomed the fulfillment of my purpose, but never could I have imagined. Never did I dare hope, dream, let myself think for myself long enough to want in a way that wasn't directly programmed or trained into me, but your kindness, your domination. You know you don't have to, sir. You don't have to treat me with affection and kindness. I'm just property. But this does feel nice. Cozily tucked in your arms. It feels really. I promise to reward your generosity with so much pleasure. I will be the very best for you. Please.